In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Brothers and sisters, we only have a few more days of that greeting. This week we have the leave-taking of Pascha, and then on Thursday we celebrate the Lord's ascension into heaven. And of course we're on our way towards Pentecost, and the Church has been giving us gospel readings to make us ready for that great day, that 50th day of the resurrection, that day of Holy Pentecost. Today we heard a beautiful gospel reading about the healing of the blind man. How the Lord took clay and he put it in the man's eyes, sent him to the pool of Siloam to wash, and how the man received his sight. He was able to see. And this was a man who was born blind. He didn't just have a deficiency. He had, as the fathers say, no eyeballs even. The Lord had fashioned out of the clay eyeballs for this man, creating as the creator. This is a great and a marvelous sign. St. John mentions it in his gospel as one of seven signs which point to Christ as the Messiah. A truly miraculous deed. You see in this sign a marvelous revelation of the Christ. But we also see an inability of the Jewish people, in particular the scribes and the Pharisees, to recognize and to see this Christ. We see a spiritual blindness on their part. And it's something of a juxtaposition with this man who was physically blind. The Pharisees were spiritually blind. The Church brings forth the theme of light for us today, and it's a theme that we've been contemplating during this Paschal season. On the night of Pascha, we gathered in this dark church, and we had the light of Pascha come from the altar and light our candles, and we went in procession into the dark of the night with this light. The light that we heard in the Gospel reading that night shone in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Other translations are the darkness could not comprehend it. The darkness could not perceive it. The darkness could not understand it. This was the light of Jesus Christ who came into the world, and the world didn't receive him because their deeds were dark. And yet those who did choose to receive him, those who accepted this light, he gave them power to become children of light, sons and daughters of the light. He illumined them. He shared his light with them. And this was the same light that descended even into hell, into the darkest region, and illumined there too. This is what we celebrate during the Paschal season, the victory of Christ's light over darkness. And it's a victory that will extend in Pentecost into all of the world. Christ has come as a light to enlighten every man that comes into the world. And this is the gift of Pentecost. That Holy Spirit, that light of Christ that we see in the tongues of fire and the apostles, that this light would go out into all of the world. And this radiant Christ would shine. What a festive time we're in right now, brothers and sisters. Time of light and radiance. When we think about the great travesty of the scribes and the Pharisees not being able to accept this light, we can see that the reason they didn't accept was because of their pride. They thought that they were already enlightened. They thought that they didn't need anyone to teach them. They thought that they were perhaps that light themselves. And they rejected Christ in their pride. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding." If only the scribes and Pharisees had listened to that proverb, they could have been enlightened too, if they would have trusted in the Lord and didn't rely on their own understanding. St. Nikolai, in the prologue of Opry, he speaks about this verse in Proverbs. I'm going to share with you what he writes. He speaks about the temptation for us to trust in our own understanding, and that we should trust only in the Lord with all of our heart. He says, with compassion and love, Christ offers himself to you as a leader. And you, and really he's speaking about all of us, rely on your darkened and perishable understanding. Where was your understanding before your birth? Where was your understanding when your body was taking form? Where was your understanding when your heart began to beat and flow with blood? When your eyes began to open, and when your voice began to flow from your throat? Whose understanding was all this while your mind was still sleeping as a charcoal in a coal mine? Even when your understanding awoke, can you enumerate all of the illusions which it has delivered you into? All of the lies into which your understanding has entangled you? All of the dangers which your understanding did not foresee? Oh, my brother, trust only in the Lord with all of your heart. Until now, he has rescued you from numerous times and from your own understanding, from illusions and its lies, and from danger in which it has pushed you. As a blind man is compared to one who can see, so is your understanding compared to the understanding of God. O blind one, trust in the leader. O brother, trust only in the Lord with all of your heart. St. Nikolai is encouraging us to approach the Lord in humility, to realize that he is the mind that created our brains, that gave us our own minds. He is the understanding that gave us the ability to understand. He is the knowledge and the truth that gave us the capability to know truth. And that we should trust him, as the creature trusts its creator. If only the scribes and Pharisees had done this, they would have been enlightened. They would have come to understanding. They would have come to knowledge. They would have come to God. This is a challenge for each and every one of us, to be continually enlightened. Because enlightenment is not a one-time thing. Sometimes we think about our Christian life in that way. When we perhaps were in church school and we came to learn the tenets of the faith, or later if we converted as an adult when we studied the faith and we went through our catechumenate. We might think of those times as the time of our enlightenment, when we came to know God. And there's some truth to that, without question. That was our first introduction to the light. And yet we have to keep our eyes open and continually look into the light and be enlightened. What would it be like if someone went outside and they looked at the sun, and then they closed their eyes? They would have a memory of what that sun looks like, but that sun's light would not enter into them anymore. This can happen to us as Christians as well. If we rely on the past, if we're not continually looking to God and being illumined by him, we have to have that continual relationship with him, that participation in his life. This is, after all, what perfection is, to become children of light. In the book, The Unseen Warfare, a classic Orthodox Christian text, we hear about the road to Christian perfection, and it requires four things. First, it requires that we never rely on ourselves in anything, that we don't trust ourselves and our own understanding. Secondly, that we bear always in our heart a perfect and an all-daring trust in God alone. Third, that we strive without ceasing. And fourth, that we remain in prayerful communion with God. This is the road to Christian perfection. This is actually the same road that the blind man went on today. Remember, the healing didn't take place instantaneously. The Lord encountered this blind man. He made the clay, he put it in his eyes, and then he told him to go somewhere. He told them to go to the pool of Siloam, which, as the fathers tell us, wasn't right there at hand. It was a distance. It was across the city. That this man had to go on a journey. And it took time. It took effort. And in fact, it was probably something of a humiliating journey, because he had the spit and dirt of the earth in his eyes. He was walking across the city in front of everyone, who probably judged him like the Pharisees. This man was born in sin. And now look at him. He's a fool. He's got mud on his face. And he's going to wash like he's going to be healed. And yet he did it. Why? Because he knew his darkness. He knew his blindness. And he desired healing. And he knew that he couldn't get there by himself. He didn't trust in his own ways, his own understanding, his own knowledge. But he trusted in this Jesus of Nazareth, who he believed with all of his heart could heal him. And he followed his command. We see 1, 2, and 3. He didn't rely on himself. He trusted in God. And he strived. He made the effort. And the fourth will come. Prayer. But he went, and he made this effort, and he was healed. He was enlightened. And after he was healed, he told everybody what had happened numerous times. The gospel is very long today, because nobody would simply believe. They refused to have their eyes open to the fact that Jesus is the Christ. And finally, at the end of the gospel, the man comes face to face again with his healer, the one who had created his eyes and his mind and his understanding. And he beholds him. He looks at him. He sees him. He perceives him. And this conversation ensues, where Christ asks if he believes in the Son of God. The man says, who is he that I might believe? And the Lord tells him. And not only are his bodily eyes opened, but his spiritual eyes are opened. And he remains in this prayerful communion for the rest of his life. The Father tells us that he became one of the 70 apostles. That he became somebody who not only received the light of Christ into him, but he shared this light with the world. Brothers and sisters, this is what we do as Christians. We recognize our darkness. We recognize that we can do nothing about it. That we can't trust our own understanding. But instead we trust in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we keep his commandments. We strive to put his words into practice, no matter how difficult they may be, no matter how foolish we may feel, no matter how many people may look at us and laugh at us, no matter how long the journey might take, we strive to put the Lord's word into practice. And then we're healed, and our spiritual eyes are open to the one who had healed us. The recognition and the realization that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What a wonderful journey we're on in this Paschal season in our lives. Let us be people who continually, every single day, every single moment, have our eyes and our hearts and our minds and our understandings opened to Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, who enlightens every one of us. Christ is risen.